The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
First, I want to talk about Bank of Ireland, set to close 103 branches across the island from September this year. Gavin Kelly is the CEO of Retail Ireland at Bank of Ireland, and he joins me now. Gavin, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. Can you explain the rationale for this decision?
Thanks, Kieran, and good evening. Well, first of all, I just wanted to reassure any customers that were listening in that we won't be closing any branches until September of this year, Kieran. It's business as usual today and for the next 6 months in each and every one of these locations. The rationale, as we look at it, we've seen a significant change in banking behaviour over the last number of years. And in the last 4 years in particular, we saw in the run-up to 2020, a 25% drop in branch usage and a similar rise in digital usage. And over the course of the pandemic, that has accelerated. So now we've seen a 50% drop in total of customers using the branches, and in the branches that we are closing in September, that is as high as 60%. So a significant change in customer behaviour has been the primary driver behind this decision.
What do you say to some of the criticism today that it leaves people in the lurch feeling abandoned, particularly maybe older people who aren't or haven't migrated online?
Yeah, so I'd say we're very conscious of that as part of the decision, and we will be communicating with all customers over the course of the next few months. So specifically, there's probably two groups where there's still a need to use branch services. Firstly, as you say, some vulnerable customers or elderly customers who wish to come into a bank, maybe to deposit a check or to withdraw money. And while we have seen a significant increase in online usage among those customers, for example, 50% of them are now active online banking users, we are making today, we're announcing a partnership on Unpus to ensure that if customers do need to deposit a check, withdraw money, that they will still have access in their communities and localities to a services through the post office. There are over 900 post offices in Ireland, and I think this is an important development as part of this announcement to ensure that service is protected.
All of the services that are available currently in the bank, say if you're in Burris or Tullow in County Carlow, where they're going to lose their branch, they'll be able to get the exact same services or limited services up the road in the
post
office?
Well, I'd say in quite a number of branches, in 4 out of 5 branches that will be closing in September, they're what we call self-service and advice branches. So they don't have what you'd call a traditional teller. They have lodgement and withdrawal ATMs. So the services that are provided at those ATMs will be available in the post offices. There are some services if a customer wants to come in and talk to one of our team in the branch, that will no longer be available, but we have support services on the telephone across our contact centres and in other branches. I mean, an important part of the announcement today is our commitment to 169 branches, continued service across the country, which will service every county across the 26 counties.
All right, listen, Gavin, you might stay on the line if that's all right. Timmy Dooley, the Fianna Fáil Senator from County Clare, is with me as well. Timmy, what do you make of this?
Good evening, Kieran. I find it very hard to figure out what the bank are at here. These are communities, they're important communities right across the country. There's three in my own constituency, Tulla, Kilkee and Milltown Malby. They all have businesses and they all have people living around there who use the bank services on an ongoing basis. And the big issue that I have, particularly the elderly, who aren't going to migrate to a technology platform, who are maybe in their mid-60s, a little bit older, used to going to the bank. It's a very personal relationship that they have built up over the years with bank staff. That's not something that they'll cast aside and move easily to the next location. Then there's the issue of the businesses in these communities. You take the three places that I've mentioned, Tulla, Milltown, Malby and Kilkee. They have strong and thriving businesses, but many of them are owner-operators. So now in order to lodge maybe money at the end of the week or the end of a couple of days, they're going to have to take time out, close the doors and travel to Ennis or wherever. You're increasing the potential risk for money to be held on the premises or to be held in the homes of the owners. And that I think, is probably one of the most dangerous aspects of this, because I doubt that the post offices in these locations will have that capacity to handle the kind of cash lodgements that we're talking about. You know, you look even, say, at Kilkee, very strong summer trade. Okay, it's quiet in the winter, but there would be very significant amounts of money, for deposit at the end of a day there. Then there are other shops who will need change on an ongoing basis. Now, unless Bank of Ireland are prepared to really ramp up their relationship with Unpost, then I think that we're going to see a very poor outcome for these communities. And it's a further reduction in services, perceived or otherwise. People will feel that a large corporation like the Bank of Ireland, who has done so well out of rural communities, is turning its back at a time when people are scared, at a time when they're suggesting that passenger or numbers footfall through the doors is down. It's down because people, quite frankly, aren't going anywhere. They're not. The economy is on its knees, and I think it's short-sighted, and it's somewhat disrespectful to communities that, quite frankly, as every other taxpayer did, stood behind Bank of Ireland for the purpose of protecting our banking sector during the financial crisis. You know, the state invested taxpayers' money in the Bank of Ireland and still has a significant stake there. And I think it's, I'm not suggesting that the government should control or manage the day-to-day activities of a bank. That's not what it's about. It's not about nationalisation or taking a role like that.
Yeah.
But it's about...
Oh, we seem to have an issue there with your line, Tim. You just cut out. Let me go back to Gavin Kelly at Bank of Ireland. Gavin, have the bank sought assurances from Unpost that they will be able to deal with some of the customers that Timmy describes, in the likes of Kilkee, who at the end of a busy trading day and a busy summer's day, you know, they could have thousands of euro in relatively small notes and coins that they like to bring to the bank?
Yeah, so first of all, I mean, I think Senator Dooley makes some very good points, and that's why there was a lot of planning and careful consideration given to some of these locations. So if you take Tulla and East Clare, and it's a good example, we have branches in Scariff, Ennis and Shannon, all of which are about 20 minutes drive from Tulla. And so for customers to get to some of those other locations, that option is there, depending on what side of the town they're coming from, Kieran. Notwithstanding that, the point around business customers, well, there's a couple of things I'd say. First of all, we've seen the behavioural change. It hasn't just impacted on customers using branches. We've seen a significant drop in cash usage being replaced by contactless transactions over the last a year. And we believe that will be a permanent shift away from cash. So the need for cash will change. Now, in these branches that we're talking about and that Senator Dooley refers to, they have lodgement machines in them. They don't have traditional tellers. You can lodge cash and checks. You can't get change, coin change. And actually in the post offices, that service will improve, where you will be able to get access to coin. You will be able to lodge cash over the counter and check. So we believe the post office service, and remember there are 900 of them across the country, so great coverage, will more than cater for these needs. But the other thing I think is important from a business customer point of view, and Senator Dooley touched on this, they're incredibly busy people. And what we have found over the last few years is small businesses do not want to come into branches for things like, say, for loans and other services. They're just too busy. And what we have found is our teams are going out to
Gavin, if they're so busy, they mightn't want a 40-minute round trip up to Ennis either.
But the point is, they're not coming to branches at all for this stuff, Kieran. They're actually contacting us on the phone to take out loans. So if you take farming customers, a farmer now doesn't want to be coming in off his farm. He's too busy. He's phoning us on to our team in Kilkenny. He's getting his facilities sorted over the phone. And if he does need to meet somebody, we'll send somebody out to meet him. And 9 out of our 10 small business loans, for example, now are done over the phone or with somebody on the premises of the business.
I think we have Timmy Dooley back. But let me bring in John Moran, the former General Secretary of the Department of Finance. John, is this just the inexorable march of time?
Yeah, I think, Kieran, thanks for having me on. I mean, I guess that's the real point, right? I mean, the world is changing. And even it was only probably 10 years ago when we pulled together the systemic look at what the Irish banking system would look like coming out of the last crisis. And it is already very different. And I think, again, we need to do the same thing. I think, if anything, what the government could do to usefully serve a lot of these customers now is to take a holistic view right across the country of how people are serviced. I mean, at the moment, what's happening is Bank of Ireland. Last week, it was Ulster Bank. I suspect that the other banks are looking at their cost lines as well. But at the same time, Unpost is growing its services. So I think taking a look, and every local authority could do it for their own county, to map out the services for each of their, you know, inhabitants, so we can see where the black spots are, because that's the hard part. If you're one bank or another, you're looking at it from your own perspective, I think the government now and my own colleagues at the Department of Finance could work out where it is that there are black spots in terms of services for people across the country and find solutions for that.
And then instead, is what you're suggesting is the model in the future, instead of having your, you know, the square in your old market town having an Ulster Bank and an AIB and a Bank of Ireland and a post office, that those resources are pooled?
Yeah, well, we've talked about other areas that are changing as well. I mean, the concept of work is changing, so people won't be commuting in and out of big cities anymore as much as before. We know that the concepts of towns and rural towns are changing. And so, in fact, in many ways, if we could turn this around in its head and have it an opportunity, that to the extent that branch locations are closing down, whether it's Ulster or Bank of Ireland or indeed anyone else, what could that building be repurposed as so that it becomes a community centre where you can do basic banking, where you can do perhaps co-working, you know, a meeting space, put the creche there. I mean, I think there's an opportunity now to align this with a lot of other things we're doing across the system in terms of housing and transport, and actually see how it is that we can repurpose these towns and actually make the bank that's closing become an investment into a community centre that becomes the new heart of that town. Because I think there's no point in holding on to the old ways and thinking that we're going to be going back to the same world. I mean, we have to improve and move forward. And I think this is one moment where we all know COVID has changed our world. So let's try different things.
Senator Timmy Dooley, John paints a slightly less grim picture of the future there.
Yeah, but he also recognises, and I know John's interest in getting activity out of the big cities. But I think COVID drives that. And I think if the banks took a little bit more cautious approach, they might realise that the communities in these towns and villages is actually increasing as a result of COVID. You are going to have more people working from home. You are going to have people spending much more time in their villages and towns. And that is going to improve activity and improve business. The difficulty we have in many of the towns, and I take John's point about, and a number of others have said to me today, the possibility of using these facilities for community purposes. Reality is most of these towns and villages have far too many vacant properties at the moment. So it's not a short of property we have. It's short on services, and it's short on competition. For Bank of Ireland to do this at a time when the Ulster Bank is just leaving the market, the real worries that we now have, recognising that the banks have all ratcheted up charges in recent weeks and months and are going to continue to do it. Are we going to see a competitive banking sector here? Or are people going to be fleeced with a reduction in competition? Those are the real worries at a macro level for banking.
If I could just come back in, Kerry. Yeah. I mean, Timmy's spot on. I mean, you know, the biggest problem we have at the moment in Ireland is a lack of competition in the banking sector. And, you know, we don't want to nationalise all the banks. So what we have to do is encourage, you know, essentially foreign or other players to come in, whether it's fintech players. You know, people should in the future be able, just like they can a Revolut transfer money around, people should be able to get mortgages online. I mean, you know, we are seeing other European countries moving to effectively go cashless across the entire country. And so that's the kind of stuff, if we want to remain competitive as a jurisdiction, that we need to be aligning up to and find a way to transition to that safely for everybody. And I think we can't just shut our eyes to these changes that are taking place. And if we want banks coming in, I mean, last week we were talking about the problem of Ulster leaving and who might come in to buy their assets, if anybody. And we're kind of looking to the same players in Ireland, AIB and PTSB, to pick up the pieces. Instead, we should be an attractive location for banks to do business. And I think, go back to what I said earlier, I think we can repurpose these towns to make it all work better.
All right. Gavin Kelly is the CEO of Retail Ireland at Bank of Ireland. John Moran is the former General Secretary of the Department of Finance. And Timmy Dooley is, of course, a Fianna Fáil Senator from County Clare. Gentlemen, thank you all for your time on The Hard Shoulder.